Welcome to 95 Mech Daily for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is Apple's high-profile legal battle with Qualcomm that Apple started in January 2017 with a $1 billion lawsuit. Just as day two of the second trial between Apple and Qualcomm kicked off, the two companies called off all litigation, using a joint announcement to share that Apple and Qualcomm have settled out of court. Apple originally accused Qualcomm of, quote, charging royalties for technology they have nothing to do with, and withholding nearly $1 billion in payments from Apple as retaliation for responding truthfully to law enforcement agencies investigating them. The lawsuit followed the Federal Trade Commission filing a formal complaint against Qualcomm, accusing it of engaging in monopolistic practices to prevent Apple from sourcing key components from its competitors. That was January 2017. Fast forward more than 2 years later, and this is the news. Quote, Qualcomm and Apple today announced an agreement to dismiss all litigation between the two companies worldwide. The settlement includes a payment from Apple to Qualcomm. The companies also have reached a six-year license agreement effective as of April 1st, 2019, including a two-year option to extend and a multi-year chipset supply agreement, end quote. Apple and its suppliers had reportedly withheld $7 billion in royalty payments to Qualcomm during litigation. We don't know how much that mentioned payment from Apple to Qualcomm is worth, but it's likely not cheap based on how much money they were withholding. So why did Apple settle? Two clues. Shortly after litigation was dropped, Asian media Nikkei reported that Apple now plans to use Qualcomm 5G modem chips in iPhones starting next year. During litigation, reports pointed to Intel as the sole supplier of 5G modems in iPhones starting next year or maybe as late as 2021. A few hours later, Intel actually announced that it was exiting the 5G modem chip business altogether before it ever shipped its first product, citing no clear path to profitability and positive returns. Not a coincidence. Early reporting indicates that Intel was struggling to produce reliable 5G modem chips, somewhat forcing Apple to settle with Qualcomm, even if it didn't want to, if it wants 5G in iPhones anytime soon. Note that Android phones are supporting 5G from this year, although it's too late for Apple to add 5G to this fall's iPhones. For consumers, this means we may see 5G in iPhones as soon as next year, which is just in time for carriers in the U.S. to launch true 5G in more markets, not the fake 5GE we see from AT&T. Read those stories and more on 95Mac.com.